Hello.
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 Hi.
Welcome to the Olympic Podcasting Show. We are your hosts, the men with the most, broadcasting all over the coast. Justin Lefty Leftwoods, Aston Danger Faithfulies, Sean El Capitano Quinto, and Samantha Little Booty Goon.
Yeah.
Oh.
The eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor sucks his prey in the night, and he's watching us all with the eye of the tiger.
And that was Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, one of the best known bands of a while ago. Coming back to you today for the Olympic Podcasting Show.
In this edition of the Olympic Podcasting Show, we will be talking about the 2008 Beijing Olympics on the whole. The Beijing Olympics are the first Summer Olympic Games since Athens in 2004. The Beijing Olympics consist of an overall total of 35 sports, including a triathlon and a pentathlon. Some of the more famous sports include gymnastics, basketball, soccer, tennis, and swimming. Back in the 2004 Games in Athens, the United States led the entire world with a grand total of 102 medals,
including 36 gold medals. Hopefully, our glorious country will top the record books this year when it comes to getting on the podium.
I guess I'll take it from here.
Just don't leak any fluid on me.
The inside of a race car can feel as hot as the Sahara. How does Dale Jr. overcome it? Energy, focus, control. Amp yourself.
I got some breath mints if you want them. I'm just saying.
And that is Amp Energy Drink. A-M-P Energy. From the creator of Mountain Dew, here comes Amp. Once again, drink Amp. Amp! Fuel your passion.
Now, back to the topic. The 2008 Summer Olympic Games is going to be one for the ages. It will be filled with happiness and heartbreak. Some of the sports that we'll be focusing on in this edition of our show are swimming and soccer. In swimming, we are going to see some great competition between the United States of America and Australia. The U.S. has all-star swimming legend and record holder Michael Phelps, and Australia has Ian Thorpe, a.k.a. the Torpedo. In the previous Olympic Games, Ian Thorpe received 4 medals in all, 2 gold, 1 silver, and 1 bronze. Michael Phelps received 8 medals overall, 6 gold and 2 bronze. This is bound to be a match worth watching.
Whoa, what was that? That was gross.
Hey, Aston, what the... was that?
Aston, you seriously have issues?
I swear, that wasn't me.
Oh yeah, that was the dog, right? Yeah.
Okay, let's get back on topic. Another sport worth watching in this year's Summer Games in Beijing is football, which in America is known as soccer. Probably be one of the most watched events as a result of the amount of attention that the 2006 World Cup in Germany received. Many will be watching famous teams from the different nations of the world, including Italy, England, Brazil, Germany, Argentina, and the United States of America.
Right now, we want to hear what you have to say.
If you want a chance to go to the 2008 Olympics, call in now at
1-800-OLY-2008.
Call right now. Now. Now, while we give you guys the chance to call in, we're going to be playing some music for you.
Colin, remember the number, 1-800-OLY-2008.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. Some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna feel buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in, please turn in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side.
That was Lou Bega's Mambo number 5.
Here we are going to be talking to our first caller, International Male Supermodel of the Year, James Stevenson.
Okay, James, how's it hanging?
That's what she said. I just have a quick question about the Olympics.
Shoot.
How long is it?
That's what she said. Well, James, the Olympic Games last for a total of 19 days, including the opening and closing ceremonies.
Thanks, bro. Now I can finally tell my mom.
Wait, James, quick question. Why did you want to know that? Do you live with your mom or something?
No, sir, I don't live with my mom. She lives with me. Do you have a problem if she lives with me or something? I mean, where do you live right now?
Actually, I live at the Neverland Ranch.
Wow. Wow. Wow, that's just...
The microphone?
I don't have words. Okay, I'm just getting off the phone before I go crazy on you. So, JST out.
So our next caller here is from Staten Island, New York. What is your name?
Mrs. Niederhofer.
And what kind of questions do you have for us?
Well, I teach geometry, and I'm really interested in these circles that are part of the emblem of the Olympic symbol. Could you explain what those circles signify?
Yes. The emblem chosen to illustrate and represent the World Congress of 1914, five intertwined wings in different colors, blue, yellow, black, green, and red, are placed on a white field of the paper. These five rings represent the five parts of the world, which now are won over the Olympians and willing to accept healthy union. Who's your favorite Olympian player?
My favorite Olympian player has to be Jesse Owens, who ran at the Olympics in Germany when Hitler was in charge, and he showed the world that a black man could win a gold medal.
Very nice.
I'd like to take this time right here to thank our guest on the show, Mr. James Stevenson, and Barbara Niederhofer, and our sponsor, Amp Energy Drink.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Bye.